Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. My guest today is pianist, bandleader, and composer Arturo O'Farrell. He leads the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, and his 2014 release, The Offense of the Drum, won a Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album. Arturo, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you for having me. I'm very delighted to be here today.
You've continued to stretch the boundaries, or whatever you want to call the edges of what we do, and the use of different kinds of instrumentation and such... You've used synth, electronic instruments?
Have you
used
them?
How does that jive with the hand-on-hand sound of...
Well, it's funny. This last album, The Offense of the Drum, has a beautiful piece in it called They Came, and it's a piece that is about the immigrant struggle in the United States. It's about the Puerto Rican struggle, but it could be about any immigrant group. Anyway,
it's with the rap.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a rap, hip hop,
spoken poetry piece
with percussion, traditional Afro-Cuban hand percussion, and a turntable. A DJ Logic plays on this piece, and it's not just about the fact that you're mixing DJs and turntables and congas and bongos and bells and. But it's also the idea that, for me, music is a fluid thing. And done right, done with love, done with care, done with high level of artistry, heck yeah, a reggaeton can meet Duke Ellington. And they both cavort into the sunshine. I think that's the most natural thing that you can imagine.
Right, because if Duke Ellington were alive today, he would be using everything that's around.
Man, you hit it. That is so beautiful because that's exactly right. People love to codify music and they love to venerate heroes and they don't realize that their heroes were hellraisers and people trying new combinations and freaking out other people and freaking out older musicians who thought what they were doing was too crazy. But what clearer call can we have on our lives than to realize that our ancient heroes were once challenging the notions that were in place at their time.
Mm-hmm. So as a music educator today, are there more challenges?
I find so. I think one of the challenges for us as educators now is how to teach creativity. Mm-hmm. Because our young musicians are coming in with a higher and higher level of proficiency, more education, and they really are not encouraged to go, let me take this apart. Let me fail. Let me fail at creating my own voice. Let me stink. Let me kind of not sound good for a second until I find something that's truly, uniquely me. And a lot of us who didn't grow up in the jazz education system had to do that. We had to invent this stuff. We had to learn it from older musicians.
Right.
We had to literally go on the bandstand and sound, well, pretty cruddy.
I got my experience playing in piano bars 5 hours a night for years, and it was the greatest thing that could have happened to
me. What a school. What a school, man. They must have been so happy to have you, too.
Well, also learning that music is entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds obvious, but...
It doesn't at all. Some people pedestal music like it's life-giving, and it is life-giving and makes life worth living, but it isn't life. Life is life.
Yes.
It means that the key to being a great artist is to understand what a gift it is to have a moment.
You're going to play something that your son Adam wrote.
Yeah. Zachary and Adam are incredible musicians. Zachary's a drummer, Adam's a trumpet player. And we recorded this, and it's called The Moon Follows You Wherever You Go. And it's just a lovely piece of music.
Our guest, Arturo O'Farrell, with Carla De Rosa bass, Carlos Maldonado percussion, and Robert Quintero percussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.